Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Chicago, it's DJ Moore here. I'm glad to be here, excited to be here.
DJ Moore.
Shoot, they're getting a fun, exciting, energetic person that is going to come to work every day and not look back.
Chicago Bear wide receiver.
Williams on the move looking for DJ Moore, who just absolutely snatched that line drive for a gain of 11 at the 41. What a catch by Moore.
Are you kidding me?
DJ Moore chatting it up with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Will you describe that win for us?
Come back. Don't call it a comeback.
Oh, nice. Well, cool J game.
Yeah, it was. Don't call it a comeback, and shout out to them. Don't call it a
comeback. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. What a delight to have our guy DJ Moore join us on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Felt a lot like a comeback, DJ, but we won't call it that. How are you, buddy?
Morning,
great
DJ.
To catch up.
Good morning. I'm doing well. Got a win, so all things are good.
How do you feel this morning? We were worried you took a couple of big hits.
I'm good. A little sore, but all good.
How was Keenan after the game? You know, he limped off at one point, and they didn't mention anything. Did he seem okay?
Yeah, he's just the old man. You know, he's going to be having his growing pains now. But, nah, he's good. I think something happened when he got hit, but I think he's fine. So that's nothing to worry about.
So Matt Eberflus and a lot of players made a lot about what happened at halftime. Obviously, the defense had their moment, and they regrouped. What was it like offensively, and how would you describe the halftime conversation?
Yeah, the halftime conversation, Eberflus just said that we're going out there and going to have our best half yet for the next 30 minutes. And I think everybody honed in on the details of things and to go get that done, come back and get that W for the city and for the Bears.
you know, not the way we envisioned it, right? I think we figured you guys would be showing off some of that firepower that we'd see kind of the big offensive day. But, man, you know, whatever happened, you got a punt return for a touchdown. You got the pick six for a touchdown. You did enough to win the football game, and everyone seems to kind of understand that that's the way you got to win. If it's not the offense's day, then everybody else has to pick up the team. And I think that just the fact that you managed to do that, I think, gives a lot of hope for the season.
Yeah, we didn't have the best day that we wanted, but special teams and the defense held it down. And when all three phases can hold it down together as one, it's going to be a good season. And but when one of the sides don't, we got to just pick them up.
So you had an odd day because you had a run longer than any of your catches. You had the 14-yarder, which involved a nice little move, nice little hesitation move that opened up the gap right there. In terms of you carrying the ball, is that something we're going to see more of this season, do you think?
I don't know. I just knew going to this week that was a possibility of me getting the ball this week.
Did you say anything to Velus after that kickoff miscue? That must have been a bad moment for him. I don't know. He used to be in the wide receiver room. Did you kind of give him any encouragement?
I didn't really say anything to him because when you start saying stuff to people after stuff like that, it just is always in their mind and right. Just stacks on. So I just let him be and get through the game where he came back and had that little screen pass and had 12 yards, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So, DJ, we obviously a lot of attention on Caleb Williams and what he went through throughout preseason. He looked smooth. He looked like we could expect the guy to play like a veteran. Yesterday he had what, you know, looked like a rookie. He's going to have some uneven moments this season. Yesterday was one of them. Take us through his day and what you saw and how he can maybe learn from that experience.
Yeah, it's the first real live action, like, four-quarter football for him. So I think he handled it well. He knows that a bunch of plays could have been made, but at the same time, we got the win at the end of the day, and we're just going to go back on offense and look at every position group and see what everyone could have did better.
DJ, you know, a beautiful time in your life, right? You got the new contract. You got a new house. We watched it on Hard Knocks. You got a new baby on the way. It just feels like a lot of things are coming together in your personal life and your professional life. How do you feel about all that happening? I mean, are you caught up in the excitement of that? Do you just accept what's happened to you? Do you ever look back and think, like, goodness gracious, this is working out pretty well?
All the above, everything's working out great. I've been living in the moment. I am where my feet are. I mean, it's just an exciting time, and the season is exciting.
The real question is, what did Hard Knocks do for your daughter's career?
Dude, a lot. She's been blowing up, so we're going to see what else things come about from this.
Like what? What would be an example of things blowing up?
When she wanted to do that challenge, she got on Pucker Up the YouTube and did that challenge. So with candy, sour candy. So she was excited.
That's so classic. You know, it's just one of these things, I think, where when the season began, we were expecting you guys to kind of show some of the things you have. Maybe we didn't take into account how tough your opponent was at the line of scrimmage, right? They kind of seemed to hurry everything. The interior of their defensive line, this Tavondre Sweat guy, mother of God, he weighs close to 400 pounds, and he dominated inside. We know what a load Simmons is. It just felt like there were some problems on the inside of your offensive line. There was pressure on the quarterback, and maybe you didn't have the timing, the rhythm that you thought you would going into that game?
I say the front five definitely had a factor in a lot of things, but I know our line can get it done, so we're going to go back and look at it and see how we can improve on that aspect. But not knowing that the front five or the D-line was like that until we got in-game, it was crazy to see.
Yeah. This segment with DJ Moore is sponsored by Plumbers 911. Plumbing emergency, call the plumbing professionals, available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. So, DJ, we haven't talked to you since the whole Hard Knocks experience. It was somewhat maybe intrusive for 5 weeks. The cameras were everywhere. Was it enjoyable? Was it something that interfered with, you know, focus or anything like that? Did you have to watch what you said?
Nah. At the point we stopped caring and we just knew they was gonna be there. But they wasn't in the way and they just let us be us.
Yeah, it's amazing how no one on your team swears. It's really kind of remarkable.
They kept that part out.
Yeah. It was all cleaned up and that I gotta tell you, like, there were a lot of stars that came out of that thing. I wonder if you were as bright a star as we kind of felt. Did you get a lot of reaction from friends around the league, et cetera?
No. I think the people that really know me know that I'm, like, goofy and funny like that. So it wasn't really a reaction to it. I think more fans were, like, hey, DJ is really, like, just a regular human and just funny and outgoing.
So what'd you do to celebrate the victory? And did it include a trip to the ice cream museum?
No, it did not include a trip to the ice cream museum. I just went home and laid on the couch, honestly.
Popeyes?
Nah, no Popeyes.
It's so classic. So listen, you know, you're going down to Houston now, right? You got to win. You look around the division and Minnesota won. Detroit won in overtime last night. We know that the Packers lost. Do you get to watch any of these games? Did you watch Green Bay in Brazil? Did you get to watch the Thursday night opener? How interested are you as a football fan in what's going on in the league?
I mean, I watched like probably the first quarter, then turned to something else. But I'm not really sitting there watching the whole three hour game on different teams.
Hmm. So in terms of this offense, yesterday it might be something, it's hard to gauge what to expect based on a performance like yesterday offensively, but you mentioned Keenan Allen, kind of the old guy of the group. Roma Dunze, we know, is capable of big plays. We saw that a glimpse of a preseason. We know that you're the number one wide receiver on this team. How will that evolve, and how will this passing game kind of develop into one that threatens defenses? Didn't yesterday, but I imagine that yesterday will be the exception to the rule.
Yesterday was probably, I want to say, get your feet wet, and then we can see what everyone is going to play like, the defenses, and then we can just go from there to see where we can put people in mismatches and the routes that are needed to go out there and be successful and win.
Did you feel like you guys were productive enough? Do you feel like you got enough done? You caught 5 of the 8 passes thrown to you, and that was for 36 yards. We know you had the big run as well. I don't know how many more opportunities you needed, but it felt like you were doing a lot of hard work out there and you were taking some hits, but it wasn't as smooth as we imagine it might be.
Yeah, it's the first week. I don't think a lot of it would have been smooth. The defense was out there looking smooth, but, we, We had some growing pains this game, so it was really tough. But we pushed through and didn't turn the ball over or had too many negative plays back to back. So that was a good thing.
We're just getting used to DeAndre Swift in his first season in a Bears uniform. You've known him since you guys were kids. Just wondered, he had 10 touches yesterday. He can be a big part of this offense. He's got to be, really, to run the ball. How is he adjusting based on what you know of him, and how comfortable is he?
I think he's comfortable. I think he understands the scheme of things and where he fits in. And like I said a few times, I think he's the difference maker in the offense and will be down the stretch.
You know, obviously we look at Caleb Williams and the statistics are pretty rough. Less than 100 yards passing, and the Bears hadn't won a game with less than 100 yards passing since, I believe, 2006, and they were awful good that year, had a really good defense. Do you feel like that Caleb will get into a rhythm here? Were you surprised at the number of batted passes? Let's put it that way. They kind of kept him in the pocket quite a bit. The one time where he kind of broke out, he threw an absolute pill to you. It seemed like it was maybe he threw it even with more velocity than he should have, but you caught it fairly easily.
Yeah, he did get into a rhythm. Like I said, he got his first taste of four quarters and like hungry grown men chasing him. So it was. I know it's going to stick with him, and he's going to bounce back and definitely get a rhythm faster than we want to see.
You went against that defense every day in training camp. You're familiar with what it's capable of doing, but boy, yesterday creating three turnovers in the fourth quarter, scoring on defense. Did they exceed your expectations? Because that's a type of performance that is elite and stamp this defense as one that could be top 10, top five in the league.
Yeah, that solidified it. Just for them to have that many takeaways and have and put us in a position to win with the two interceptions. Tariq's being pick six and Jalen just ending the game like that is amazing.
I wonder when you, you know, you're on the sideline, you're going over your stuff. Did you see the block punt in the return? Was it more the crowd screaming, or do you watch plays like that? What was it like to just have that happen? It seemed like it awakened the crowd.
I was just looking on the Jumbotron. That's how I really watched the game because I don't feel like being on my feet too much. But I seen it on the Jumbotron. I didn't know. I thought somebody fell on it until Jonathan picked it up and scored. So I was like, whoa, that's a big play.
You healthy? You are you fine? Did you go into the injury tent for a little
looked
while
like you
yesterday?
Got your back or your shoulder
dinged a little bit?
Yeah, I was fine. They just had to check me out. When I fell, thought something had happened, but nothing had happened.
Yeah, again, that defense hit pretty hard, and you know, you were against a guy who's considered like one of the top corners in the league and got a big contract leaving Kansas City. You seemed like you were doing pretty well against him too. It was a question of getting the ball to you.
Yeah, it was a good matchup. I got him a few times, and I mean, it's football. You're going to get people, and just got to take advantage of it.
It's early. What do you know about the Texans, and how excited are you to play on Sunday Night Football?
I know they got a good high-powered offense, and their defense is have been improved, so I'm waiting to see some more film on them to really go dive deeper into what they do.
It was funny, and I don't know how funny it is, but I saw that the three rookie quarterbacks that started, Washington, Jaden Daniels, Caleb, and the kid from Denver, Bo Nix, they combined for like 17 yards less than Cam Newton had on his debut. So it's just it. I think it speaks to how difficult the game is for young players.
Yeah, but Cam was the exception back then. He threw for like 400 something yards. Yeah. That's unheard of.
It was nice to see Justin Fields get a victory, though, in his debut for the Steelers. That had to be good for him because you like to see him have some success.
Yeah, congrats to him. And, because he wasn't supposed to start. Russell was supposed to start, but then he went in there and got a win. So I know they're proud, and he's happy.
Great stuff, DJ. We love catching up with you. Congratulations on everything during the off season, and we'll look forward to talking to you and hopefully the offense getting better as the year goes on.
Thanks, DJ.
Thank you.
That is our guy, DJ Moore. Interesting.
Breakout Hard Knocks star.
He was, man.
Yeah, kind of. He was. Well, they focused on him a lot. His daughter was the big. His daughter was quite the,
you know, the thing is, he's a really good dude, and it comes across all the time, and it came across, I think, in Hard Knocks and kind of confirmed what people.
His daughter was adorable, though. That's why she became sort of one of the breakout stars.
No,
sounds like she's getting a little attention after
cute.
The fact,
it's
which
very
is nice.
Cute. Yeah, great.
Hard
stuff.
Knocks bounce.
Let's just make sure he gets a bounce because, you know, just give that guy the ball, man. Get that guy the ball. Period. End of story. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 The Score.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
On third down and six, here they come. Gordon's coming. Levis gets
gets wrapped up, flings it ahead. It's picked off. Tyreek Stevenson will give the Bears the lead on another defensive play.
I honestly didn't expect him. Our main thing was get him off the field, get the ball back to Kadem and let him do his thing. And, you know, if he's going to make dumb decisions like that, we're going to make him pay for it.
Wow, how about that? Thanks to the fine folks at Fox for the highlight. Great to hear that call. I thought he had a wonderful game, as usual, Adam Amin. And I thought that they got a lot out of the Sanchez, too. I thought it was good stuff all the way around.
Solid broadcast,
a lot of good stuff.
Huge moment in the game.
Huge moment.
Tyreek Stevenson took advantage of a Will Levis boneheaded play.
And he said so. He's going to do something dumb, we're going to make him pay.
And it was boneheaded. It was dumb. It was third down. They've got a lead in the fourth quarter on the road.
Right.
You want to protect the football more than anything else.
And you get sacked, David. You know, who's he think he is? And he claimed he was throwing the ball out of bounds. He was not throwing it out of bounds.
He didn't throw it. He pitched it. He flipped it.
Yes, to a receiver.
Discarded it. It was bad.
Awful.
The explanation was worse. Will Levis did what all young quarterbacks are encouraged and instructed not to do. He lost his team a football game.
Yes, he did.
At least Caleb Williams did the minimum. He didn't turn the ball over. If you're not going to help your team win, you can't be the reason they lose. And Will Levis was the reason the Titans lost yesterday.
312-644-6767. What were your takeaways from the game? We'll start with Jeff. Jeff is listening on the Odyssey app. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. David, it's better to win ugly than to lose beautifully. That's for sure.
Yep.
I never felt so indifferent about a Bears win than I did yesterday. I also have more kudos for you, David, because you used a word that I haven't heard many say, and Caleb Williams did play bad yesterday. We can say it. I mean, it's going to happen. And, Mully, you mentioned all three rookies yesterday. Bad passing. Some ran well, but bad passing all over the league. Also, I believe Olin is going to be a happy man come spring because it looks like that Carolina pick is going to be like a 33rd or 34th pick.
Yes.
And I believe the Bears used their first two picks for O-line and a center for sure. So hopefully that happens. Nashville headlines today should read, Will Levis, hold the mayo and the football. And one more for Dustino. He mentioned Scooby-Doo, and I'm pretty sure I saw fans at the Notre Dame going, roll. So, yes.
God help
but,
us.
But, yeah.
Touch them all, Jeff.
Yeah, that's great stuff.
Good phone call.
We have a lot of people who have checked in on Dustin's Scooby-Dooby-Doo N-I-U.
Saying they never have heard that before.
Never.
And they've been there since the 90s.
Yeah, we have a professor who checked in to say they never heard that
one. We think it might be a Dustin make. He may have made it up or somebody in his family. That was something that helped them kind of.
Maybe it was a kid's. I was a little kid. I mean, little kid.
Okay.
When my aunt was there. Maybe that was like a kid's sweatshirt.
You've always been an old man.
I had a sweatshirt that said Scooby-Dooby-Doo NIU on it.
You've been a cranky old man since you were about 5 years old.
Find it on eBay. Find it on the internet.
Knowing my mom, she might have the sweatshirt.
And I want to see the sweatshirt, and we'll see. You were a husky young man, right? So you can maybe.
I went to Zayers and Venture and got the rust-colored corduroys. Yep.
Zayers. That's beautiful. There was a Zayers near my house.
Wasn't it just
Southwest
was
Highway?
Zayers or was it Zayers?
I don't know what the hell it was, but I know there was one near us.
David. We're not from Des Moines.
On the south side, it was Zayers, right next to the Jules.
Right. Right.
By St. Rita.
Did you see where Kerry Woods got in the Cubs Hall of Fame yesterday?
Kerry Woods.
That's one my dad and I go round and round about, the golfer and the Cubs pitcher, Tiger and Kerry.
Okay.
He puts an S on the wrong one and leaves the S off the other one.
That's hysterical. 312-644-6767. Tim is in Matson. Hey, Tim.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
I just want to make a statement. I've been listening to you guys for over the score for quite some time. what I saw yesterday, and I'm not trying to bring any bad news, but what I saw was that the Bears totally abandoned their running game in the second half, which made it easier for the opposite team. So that if they ever go down by 17 again like that, it's going to be a long season, guys. It's going to be a long season because they look one way, and that was it. And that was just throwing the ball. If it wasn't for – you can't ask this for the defense every week. You cannot ask. It's going to be an 8-8 season again if you have to ask the defense to do it again and again and again. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Tim. Good phone call. I think there are a lot of things that went wrong for the offense yesterday. The running game does not escape or is immune to criticism. Mm-hmm. They need to establish that. Everybody understands that. I also think it's got to be fair to point out that they only snapped the ball 53 times.
Yes.
Time of possession was not in their favor. When that is the case, and you are down 17 points, your willingness to commit to the run is compromised. So...
Yes, that is a fair statement.
You want to do that every game. You want to establish the run and set up your rookie quarterback to be play action happy and all those things. But when you're down 17 to nothing, I don't know that you're going to keep handing off time and again.
They were 2 of 13 on third down.
That's not good.
That's a 15.4% ratio. You're not going to win many games when you do that. They did not have a lot of net yards. They did. Listen. They won the game because they got a really good defense. They won the game because the secondary is excellent, and that allows you to do different things with your defensive line. By the way, they got a pretty good linebacking core, and those guys cleaned up a lot of errors. I got to tell you, it was really extraordinary to see the Bears win a game where they couldn't win the line of scrimmage. And then they finally started winning the game of line of scrimmage late, and then they finally started – kind of doing the, as you called it, the long handoff, the passes on the outside.
They understood what they couldn't do.
Yes.
And Shane Waldron adjusted. That was maybe the nicest thing to see offensively was you needed to incorporate the short passing game because you weren't getting anywhere between the tackles. I would say that you're right to the – you won a game where you didn't control the line of scrimmage, except that in the second half defensively, you mostly did. You mostly did control the line of scrimmage because you made some adjustments. Yes. You widened – your base a little bit. You had wider splits. And also with the defensive tackle rotation, Jerron Dexter had a good game. Mm. Andrew Billings was a force.
Billings, we should talk more about him. Generally speaking, he's one of the most underrated players on this team.
I would agree with that. Chris Williams was worked into that rotation to keep guys fresh. You saw some defensive end impact, especially with the new guy. Darrell Taylor had two sacks, including a strip sack fumble. Montez Sweat, relatively quiet. I know Dustin wanted to see more of him. A lot of Bears fans wondered the same thing. So, but they were able to control the line of scrimmage in the second half and then wait for Will Levis to give them the game. And he did. You have a young quarterback. He's untested, unproven. You got to wonder if there are people in Nashville this morning thinking, where is Ryan Tannehill? Why isn't he still here? And did they trade the wrong guy when they unloaded Malik Willis to the Packers?
Well, the Packers probably delighted that they have Malik Willis now. I don't know what they're going to be able to do with him. The flower has done well in quarterback development. I don't know that we've seen him succeed without a quarterback, without a really good
performance. It's a great point that I hadn't really considered. You wonder about how smart he'll look calling plays for Malik Willis. Because Jordan Love really progressed and improved well. He was also ready to do that. Aaron Rodgers, his presence speaks for itself. How is Matt LaFleur going to be calling plays for Malik Willis in an offense that now has to start over? It does, and that's a relevant question in Chicago, and it pertains to what happened yesterday. The Bears won ugly. They won without their offense really ever arriving. And so now you're in a division where the Vikings surprised the Giants, maybe being better, a little bit better offensively than people expected. The Packers are really staring at a crisis right now in Green Bay. And you've got the Lions that survived in overtime, and the Bears are 1-0. So what goes on in Green Bay affects what's going on in Chicago, this year especially.
Well, here's hoping. Kevin is in St. Charles. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Molly and Haw. The Bears season is back, and so is Kevin from St. Charles. Thank you for taking my call. How are you guys?
Doing well.
Good, buddy.
I'm nursing this voice and struggling to get some of this fingernail polish off. I don't know how Caleb Williams does this on a weekly basis, but I did get a lot of compliments from it, so that was pretty cool. What do you think of the game, David? I know you were there too, right?
Yes, I was there. The crowd had wild swings of involvement. First of all, shot out of a cannon after the anthem. Yep. Then after Velus Jones kicked the ball around, they were disappeared. I understood the booing, and then they were back after the block punt.
Manic, depressive fan base.
Definitely. What do you think there, Kevin?
Just another season. Yeah. When Caleb Williams came out of the tunnel, though, that place was electric, and the hairs on my arm stood up. My 2 points today are, I think everyone else in Chicago can agree that it's the same old story with Velus returning kicks. Stop it. No one wants to see that stuff anymore, and it's a failed project every time. Don't let that individual sway the momentum of a game with his inabilities. And then the other point is with the offense, everybody's a little nervous and freaking out about it for good understanding, but it's game one of a completely new offense, new offensive coordinator, brand new rookie quarterback, new pieces. Let's give it. I'm not worried. I want to see them. I'm going down to Indy. I'll see them down there. By then, I'd hope to see a better offense. If it's not working by week three, then I would maybe press the panic button. But that's my point. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, we'll Kevin.
Thanks, Kevin.
Year. Appreciate it.
Good stuff. This is Overreaction Monday, though.
Yes,
people are going to say, boy, the Bears are never going to score any points. And
sure.
And I think that when you look at yesterday's performance, it's a fair question. Their offensive line is in a state of flux, and you don't want to be there during the regular season.
Right.
This is what preseason is for. So I don't know how to make you feel any better, make anybody feel any better about the state of the offensive line when it still is in disarray.
Indy is at Green Bay on Sunday. So that's Green Bay's home opener is against Indy. It's like, it's a weird place to be if you're a Bears fan because you really want Indy to be good, but only for 1 week.
Well, the Colts are explosive. They gave the Texans all they could handle. If you saw Anthony Richardson, he was 9-19.
Yep.
But boy, did he connect with Pierce on a long 60-yard touchdown pass. That looked beautiful. And he can hurt you in that way. You wonder if they can go in Green Bay and steal a victory. That's what you want to do. Want to happen. You want the Packers to lose as much as possible without Jordan Love. Molly, let's address the elephant in the room quickly before the break.
Sure.
Velus Jones needs to be replaced. I think we both agree on that. You don't like him on the roster. I, up until Sunday, was okay with that. Now I think they have to act. Do you think Matt Eberflus, he surprised me post-game when he said he was proud of Velus Jones for the way
he was proud of Velus Jones.
That caught me off guard. No, I didn't think nonsense. That was going to be the tone he set. What tone does he set today? What happens with Velus Jones?
I don't think they cut him, if that's what you're asking.
I'm asking that.
I don't believe they will. I think, though, that he's not going to be on the game day roster. I don't think he'll be I think he will be an inactive. I mean, listen, if they cut him, are you going to cry about it? Are you going to weep? Are you going to just
No, there's probably going to be a party at Timothy O'Toole's because people are going to be celebrating the fact that he's gone.
Well, the problem is the guy can't return punts because you can't trust him to catch the ball. That's the reality.
So you eliminate him. He can't do that.
So now what? Why is he on the roster?
Do you trust him to return kicks?
No.
So what does he do?
Well, he's apparently like your third or fourth running back. He has 2 5-yard carries. Well, I don't know.
I didn't expect Velus Jones to get a carry this season before Khalil Herbert did.
Yeah, that was
And that
strange.
Was the case.
Yeah.
So I understand the need and the respect for speed, but I don't know that you can – is that a big enough asset to offset the liability that he is on kickoff return? I don't think so.
You know, thanks be to God he didn't fumble the ball because that's what's coming next, isn't it? I mean, you feel like it. I just wonder about the guy's hands.
I think the conservative approach to this, maybe the professional approach to this, also to maintain credibility, what Eberflus just said on Sunday, keep him on the 53, but don't make him active. I think you're right.
You have to do that right now.
Make Roshan Johnson if he's healthy.
You also don't overreact to one game, especially if you wanted the guy to make the team because of this and that and the other. You just calm down. So
it's good advice. That's really good advice. But I think it's hard to do.
I think it's impossible to do because you can't trust him in the two bloody things he was trying to do.
Settle down. Don't overreact.
You just said don't overreact. It's an overreaction Monday.
Deep breaths.
312-644-6767. Who should they cut today to send a message to the locker room? And don't say Caleb Williams.
No. And don't call for Bajent.
The Bajency will be open in about 3 or 4 weeks, the way this is going. No, I'm just doing a Monday overreaction thing. 312-644-6767. Back with your phone calls on the score.
Good gosh, Bayless Jones. I have fallen and I can't get up. What the heck is going on?
Here's the game. They need to get to midfield. Levis off the back foot, floats it up for Boyd. It is picked off. Jalen Johnson seals the deal, and the defense wins the day for Chicago.
National headlines today should read, Will Levis hold the mayo and the football?
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. We haven't talked much about Jalen Johnson. He was excellent again yesterday. That guy is a hell of a player. There was a moment where there was a long pass downfield. He came just a hair close to an interception on that one.
Yes, he did.
And that was a dangerous play because that was a wide-open receiver.
He was beaten.
He was beaten.
He was beaten on that.
And the ball was underthrown.
If you have a quarterback who can put the ball where he wants, that's a touchdown Titans.
Yes. Yep.
But he recovered. Happens throughout the course of a game.
Hey, you know, Tyreek Stevenson was beaten for a touchdown, and he recovered.
The best thing about this Bears secondary, well, the talent is the best thing.
The talent.
Jaquan Brisker was all over the place, too. He had an active game.
Yep.
But one of the best things about this secondary is they have incredibly short memories, and they have a deep well of confidence. This is a group that you're not going to phase if you get beaten in the first half. You're not going to let that affect you in the way you defend in the second half. Tyreek Stevenson did what any self-respecting cornerback would do when they throw the ball to you. He caught it, and then he ran fast into the end zone and took advantage. 43 yards later, the Titans go from 17-16 on third down. If you take the sack, all you're doing is punting, and you're forcing Caleb Williams to have that fourth quarter drive that everybody here has been waiting for. Instead, it's like, oh, here you go. Here you go, Tyreek. Go score a touchdown yourself. That was a terrible decision.
It was the worst. 312-644-6767. Jaden is on the road. Hey, Jaden.
How you doing?
Good.
To answer your question about who we should cut, I feel like that center lost his job yesterday when he got blown up by that linebacker / defensive back. I don't know how you can put him back in front of Caleb after that.
Who should you cut?
I think I was making a joke.
Yeah,
I did ask.
We're not cutting anybody.
Thank you, Jaden. I did. You tried to cut Velas. Don't have him act. I was trying to be the voice of reason. And then I said, who should you cut?
You cut Velas 3 weeks ago.
I cut Velas 2 years ago.
Yeah, you did. He is your least favorite Bear. I didn't mean, okay. You could justify cutting Velus Jones today. We had a conversation about his spot in the roster, and I was curious, legitimately, what you think the Bears will do. I think it's hard for them to come back after keeping him to cut him today. Then you asked facetiously
who you should cut.
So
we got an answer.
They're not cutting Coleman Shelton.
Not today.
Benching him?
Well, I think you have to have some serious conversations about what you want to do offensively.
Who are you starting ahead of him?
Ryan Bates.
Doug Kramer?
Ryan Bates.
He cannot snap the ball, David. He didn't spend any time doing it. Who did we talk to that watched his whole life? We talked to somebody from Philly who told
us. Ross Tucker.
Ross Tucker watched him play in high school, watched him play in college.
Well, if he can't snap, he's no good. Cut him, too.
Said he's never seen him play center.
Just cut him, too, then.
Oh, my God, you don't cut him.
No, you want to use him. I think that you have to go back. This is Overreaction Monday.
Okay.
And the one game that you see on tape, you don't want to overreact to if you're a fan, if you're a host, if you're a writer or a coach. You want to say, all right, this is the first game. We can learn from this. Let's use what we see, correct our flaws, and move on. I don't think they're going to cut or bench Coleman Shelton. He's got to be better. Everyone can agree on that.
So now all of a sudden you're not cutting anyone?
Yeah. I didn't say I was cutting Bayless Jones.
I just find it.
I'm the heavy.
It's just it's
suddenly
so
I'm the heavy.
Funny. It's so funny.
I'm the Turk.
Oh my God.
Oh boy.
Hey, Bayless, get your playbook and get Coleman Shelton.
There will be a lot of roster turnover throughout the league. This is the tomorrow will be the day they try everybody out,
yeah,
right?
No, there'll be stuff. Yeah, they'll bring in six centers. No question about it.
You think
it.
The Packers bring in a quarterback? Don't they have
Ryan
to?
Tannehill.
They got to sign Tannehill.
Is there news on that?
Well, nothing new.
Speculation,
but,
right?
Speculation.
Yeah.
But, I mean, are they going to start Malik Willis? And
well, I think they have to start Malik Willis this week. I don't think you have much of a choice.
But
right?
They had the other guy there, right? I mean, he's terrible. Shepard, who's their backup before they got Malik Willis?
I don't know.
Malik Willis has been there about a week, right?
Yeah.
Does he know? Has he been touched by the flower?
I hope they can't find a quarterback.
I don't think they're.
Will the flower rise?
I don't think Malik Willis is the answer. Ryan Tannehill could be. Malik Willis isn't.
Really? You would sign and start?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then what? Run the ball and occasionally?
Tannehill started 100 games.
I know.
Over 100 games.
He's a good player.
It's not exactly new. It's Green Bay. And you're the flower. You're a play-calling genius and guru. I would start him.
I would go see some Marquette basketball with Flusy. Just ask him.
I would go to that one steakhouse.
It was happening.
I would go to Dustin's favorite steakhouse.
Oh yeah,
in Green Bay.
Prime Quarter.
Yeah, go make your own steak. What? Can't you do this for me? What do you mean? Get to work.
Come on, it's big
father.
Time. Come on.
Oh, look at Dustin. He also likes to wash the dishes.
Scooby Dooby Doo.
Scooby Dooby Doo.
Where are you, Dustin?
All right, we got Bigs Time next. We're going to bring in the man himself. We'll get all the answers to what went awry and what went well and who to release this morning. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo, NIU.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.